holding a mic, see that?
Yeah. Well, Brad, obviously, yeah, pretty unfortunate circumstances that we chat. What's going to happen in Melbourne?
I guess I'm just going over there to you know, get an expert opinion from a neurologist on Friday, and just having a couple of tests around that as well. So just having a brain scan today, and catching up with another specialist on Thursday. So just making sure, really. I think I'm feeling way better and progressing well. It's just more before I'm playing, they just want to make sure that all the dots are I's and the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. T's, I'm really making a mess of this one. But they're really just, cut that one out. They're just making sure that it's all good.
And I suppose you touched on it, but how are you feeling?
Feeling pretty good, other than the muff of words there. But the mix-up, geez, I am really battling this morning, aren't I?
It's too early.
Yeah, it is. Seriously, really feeling fine. Yeah, that's feeling a lot better now. And, probably just a bit of a scare last week, but all good now.
Concussion's a hot topic. I mean, players are obviously very careful, so other clubs. Is there a concern, not just for you, but for the broader playing industry, that long-term there are issues that we need to be careful of?
Oh, I think it's just making sure that we're doing all our due diligence. Man, I am struggling this morning.
It's all right.
Start that again. I'm really throwing out some big words. I think the AFL are just really making sure that they're doing everything they can to prevent any further issues. And I think that they are making big inroads in that space. And so, we're just, like I said, making sure that we're going across and, getting everything checked before we're cleared to play again. But, I think that they're doing everything they can at the moment.
And so, ideally, the trip to Tassie to tackle Hawthorn?
I hope so, hopefully it's all good here and he clears me and we're all good to go. And then, good to play from there.
The couple of knocks that you did get against the Pies, did you feel straight away or something's wrong and could be a little bit more serious?
I felt like, there was probably signs of concussion there straight away, and that's why I came off and didn't return to play. So, we did the concussion test and all that sort of stuff, and the decisions were made then, and just probably had some symptoms that were lasting a little bit longer than normal, which, has kept me out for these couple of weeks. So.
You are undoubtedly one of Port's most courageous players, and you cop knocks more than most players. Do you think you might need to be a little bit more careful in the future?
It's a funny one. I don't really feel like I'm trying to put my head in any holes that shouldn't be put in. I think I just sort of find myself in those positions sometimes, and thought going down forward this year might have prevented a few knocks, but so it hasn't been the case. So I think I'll just keep trying to play the way I do, and surely the knocks won't persist.
Dangerous game.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate. Good luck.
Can I ask quickly, Channel 9, I just talked to do you have any fears for your long-term future in regards to your concussion?
No, not particularly. No, I think that you see lots of players that have had knocks in the past that are fine. I really don't have too many concerns about long-term future now.
Beautiful. Thanks a lot.
Surely you'll look after
Sorry, Leo.
That's my son's name.